You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Michael Jones joins me, as he does on a Thursday, with a duo of cinema, a brace, shall we say, of fine cinema.
Hola, Nick.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, yeah, it should be hola, shouldn't it?
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
That's as far as my Spanish goes. Nick, you can guess. I might be about to talk about a film that's all in Spanish. It's Una Mujer Fantástica.
Fantástica.
A Fantastic Woman, for those who don't speak Spanish. This one stars Daniela Vega and Francisco Reyes. It's written and directed by Sebastian Lelio. Marina, played by Daniela Vega, is a waitress and singer. She's in a relationship with Orlando, played by Reyes. He's an older man. The two of them are very much in love, but older men do have a very nasty habit of dropping dead.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. So what's the big deal, you ask? Well, Marina is actually a trans woman, and Orlando's family see her sexual identity as a perversion and an aberration, particularly Orlando's ex-wife. You can guess she might be just a little bit bitter. And the family kind of do their best to make an already bad time for Marina even worse. The only support Marina has is that of her sister and brother-in-law. She only has them to count on. So will she come through the other side of grief to emerge and like a beautiful flower? Well, the film is called Fantastic Woman, so I guess that's a bit of a hint.
I hope so.
Yeah. Look, whilst this film does highlight the negative attitudes towards transgender people in Chile, this is a Chilean film, I guess you could say it holds up a mirror to, you know, society in general and does force the viewer to, you know, perhaps examine their own thoughts and attitudes towards transgender people. A very strong part of this film is the casting of a trans actor, Daniela Vega, to play the trans part. It tends to give the film a much more authentic feel, and you get the feeling that Daniela Vega actually has faced many of the same struggles, both with her own identity and the attitudes of others, as the character Marina that she plays. She just wants some goddamn respect. And, you know, I'm sure she's going to get it at the end. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. The film might move a bit slowly for some, but there is a bit of mystery and a couple of spectacular fantasy sequences to keep you interested. A Fantastic Woman. This is Chile's nomination for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars this year. I think fantastic is a bit of a stretch, but it's a pretty impressive piece of filmmaking.
All right. I actually love Spanish cinema. I go right back to 95 and a very young Javier Bardem in Boca a Boca, which I saw at the film festival in Sydney back then. And I've just been obsessed with it ever since. So I'm definitely keen.
Well, this is Chilean cinema, so...
Spanish language cinema?
Spanish language.
Work with me here.
Work with you. Sorry. Anyway, look, I'll move on to another film that I wasn't so impressed with.
Oh.
Finding Your Feet.
I don't even think I've heard of it.
Well, that's because you're not over 65. Stars Imelda Staunton, Celia Imrie, Timothy Spall, Joanna Lumley. It's directed by Richard Longcrane. When judgmental upper middle class snob Sandra, played by Imelda Staunton, discovers that her husband is having an affair at his retirement party of all places, she heads off to London to stay in a council flat with her boheme of a sister, Biff, played by Celia Imrie. Biff takes dance classes on a Thursday, and so does kindly neighbour Charlie, played by Timothy Spall. Can you guess where this film might be going?
Kind of got some gut feelings about it, yeah.
Yes, Finding Your Feet is very much a paint-by-numbers comedy slash romance aimed at the midweek matinee crowd, and many of them will probably lap this one up. Hello, Mum. Yes, I know you're looking forward to this one. Yes, it does come out today. But the slightly more discerning midweek matinee viewer will probably feel either a little disrespected or shortchanged by this one. Every aspect of this story is so predictable, you could take a 15-minute nap at any point and slip right back into the story, as what you thought was going to happen actually did, and they're about to move to the next equally predictable plot point or one-liner, which isn't very funny at all because it's been telegraphed so many minutes ahead. Whilst the film has a pretty positive message about not being afraid to get out and live life no matter how old you are, Finding Your Feet feels far too choreographed. It's a bit like a dance routine that you've seen many, many times before, and does trip over itself in a fairly cynical attempt to suck in the Marigold Hotel crowd, who really do deserve something better and should be kickball changing this film to the curb.
Now, you said Richard Loncrane, yeah?
I did.
That's the guy who gave us that amazing Ian McKellen's Richard III.
Yes.
I'm very disappointed.
Well, you know, sometimes a director needs to work.
That is a very good point. Michael Jones, thank you very much. Two movies, at least one up for consideration, surely. And we'll do this again this time next week.
Pleasure.